USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of Congress are taking part in briefings regarding the intelligence that led to the decision to kill terrorist Qassem Soleimani. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was in one of those briefings, and he tells Fox News,
"Yeah, listen, in 10 years of being here, it was the most revealing classified brief I think we've had in a large setting like that in terms of what they revealed. What's amazing to me, one of my biggest annoyances is as the Democrats came up to talk about it, they just couldn't take yes or no, whatever it is, for an answer."
President Trump also confirms no Americans were harmed after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces, and alcohol-related deaths have doubled over the past two decades. Most of the deaths were from middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's yet another airbag inflator recall, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Takata is recalling 10 million more front airbag inflators sold to 14 automakers because they can explode with too much force and hurl shrapnel. The recall, the last one the bankrupt company agreed to in a 2015 settlement with U.S. safety regulators, and could bring to a close the largest series of recalls in U.S. history. The latest recalled inflators were used to replace even more dangerous ones made by Takata until a permanent remedy could be developed. At least 25 people have been killed around the world and hundreds injured by Takata inflators. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Fewer taxpayers are being audited by the IRS. Less than 0.5% of individual income tax returns were audited in the 2019 fiscal year. Just over 1.1% of taxpayers had their returns looked at more closely in 2010. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many folks in the new year are looking for ways to fulfill healthy resolutions to eat healthy. Well, one of those ways many folks are turning to is intermittent fasting, and it is a legitimate option. That's at least according to Dr. Mike Sirigliano, who joins Fox 35 in Orlando, Florida, to explain more about intermittent fasting.
So basically, what you do is you don't eat any calories, you don't have sugar, you don't have anything for at least 8 to 12 hours. And the reason for that is that your body uses up glucose in the liver, and then it switches over to using fat.
Dr. Mike also says,
if you can do it, it really does work. And it's not a fad diet. It's not something that just people have thought about. It's based on science. And if you think about it, back in the day, in cave people days, what happened was there wasn't a lot of calories around, so you didn't have a lot to eat. And that could go on for hours and hours. So the body is used to that, and then it uses fat as a source of energy, which improves the quality of your life and allows you to lose weight.
Experts are saying more earthquakes are possible in Puerto Rico this week. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake rocked Puerto Rico on Tuesday, killing at least one person and causing widespread damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.